Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. The Metro Hartford Alliance is an investor-based economic development partnership focused on business development and growth, retaining jobs, attracting talent, ensuring a strong urban core, and promoting all the great things in our Hartford region. You can learn more about our mission and how to get involved at metrohartford.com. Sponsor of our show is Oak Hill. Oak Hill believes that people with disabilities have the right and capability to be contributing, productive members of their communities. Building from that belief, they established a full-service organization to care for, educate, and advocate for disabled people, their families, and their communities. You can learn more at oakhillcc.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Kate Bauman. And over this past year, the Metro Hartford Alliance formed a committee in response to racial injustice. This committee is called Racial Equity and Economic Development. Today, we will be getting the pulse about the work the committee is doing to strengthen our community. And you can also learn how you can get involved. Joining the conversation today, we have three guests. First is Duncan Harris, who is CEO of Capital Community College and a committee member. Welcome, Duncan.
Glad to be here.
Fantastic. We're very glad that you could join us. And next is Kel Thomas, who is an attorney at the Hartford by day, and I would say by night and other activities, is also the chair of our HYPE initiative, which is Hartford Young Professionals and Entrepreneurs, and also a member of the committee. So, Kel, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. Can't wait to talk to you all.
Fantastic. And lastly is Raina Giddings, who is our Senior Director of Investor Relations at the Metro Hartford Alliance and is the lead for the committee. Raina, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Of course. No, very excited to dive into the conversation today. And Raina, would love for you to first tell us about the committee and why was it formed?
Absolutely. As you know, 2020 was a very difficult year in the U.S. with the social unrest, the pandemic, and unemployment on a scale that we haven't seen in over 50 years. Based on everything that was happening in our country, we thought it was important for the Metro Hartford Alliance to not only make a statement, but take action and determine how we can influence more positive community outcomes. So last summer, we formed a leadership committee that includes some of the brightest minds in our region across corporate industries, nonprofit organizations, small businesses, and educational institutions. The mission of this committee is to explore how we can help progress racial equity, create further awareness, and develop impactful programming and concrete action.
No, that's great. And certainly, I think you phrased it very nicely. 2020 was a very unique year. And, it's great where the work of the committee has really been able to put a lot into place in such a short time. And, really the committee's focusing on really four pillars. Would love if you could dive into those four areas.
Sure. Our four target areas include diversity training and awareness, minority and women business enterprise certification and business development assistance, and a healthcare supply chain initiative where we connect small businesses with opportunities in healthcare in partnership with our Connecticut Healthcare Council. And then last but not least, a board diversity initiative where we spotlight the importance of diversity across government, nonprofit organizations, educational institutions, and corporate business.
Perfect. And we'll touch on each of those a little bit more in this conversation. And additionally, too, talk about some upcoming events that we have. But really would love Duncan and Kel to hear from you, too, and just really the impact of this committee and the work is going to have on the community. And, Duncan, I'll start with you. It's really, why is the committee and the work that's really being committed to by individuals, by organizations, so important for our community?
Yeah, well, thanks for that question. And my take, I'll reiterate a little bit what Raina was saying. A lot of companies, made statements, last summer based on, some of the societal and social unrest, that we were living through last year. And but they were seeking guidance and facilitation of concrete next steps. And I think that that's where the Metro Hartford Alliance really stepped in, convened this committee, and said that, how can we act as a convener, kind of the watering hole to pull companies that were interested and genuine in deciding to take concrete next steps towards, social and racial equity and justice in their work environments. And so that's what's been undergirded a lot of the work and why, in my opinion, I feel that it's so critical and important, kind of that next step beyond statements.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. I think statements is one thing, and then now really seeing that action, which I think, Raina, you had touched on earlier, is fantastic. And certainly that's something that will impact the business community, our community as a whole, and also individuals. And, Kel, would love for you to, address this impact from a young professional perspective. How do you feel the work of the committee is really going to overall impact our young professionals kind of now and also going forward?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And on our young professionals, I think that it has a direct and an indirect impact, right? I mean, first of all, directly, our young professionals are our entrepreneurs in our community. They are the employees working at our corporations and businesses and working with our nonprofit community. And they're also working at the businesses to whom the MHA is giving training to and increasing awareness for the needs for diversity and inclusion. So they are direct benefits. If we can train and help our local businesses to understand the impact and the benefits of inclusion and diversity, then we're directly helping some of our young professionals grow professionally and personally and economically within our community. They also are serve on boards and or are aspiring to be board members, and so they fit that initiative as well. We're pushing all of our boards, being government boards and corporate boards, to become more diverse, and we're also pushing them to look within our local community for their next leaders. And so from a young person perspective, from a height perspective, that's a direct impact on our community. And furthermore, young professionals benefit indirectly as well due to the overall rise in wealth and productivity that comes when equity is pushed throughout a community. We've talked about this on the Racial Equity and Economic Development Board. I tend to call it REED. But there is a cost associated with racism and discrimination. There's a cost associated, an economic waste, if you will, when we overlook a community or we're not maximizing the talents and resources of the people in our community. So as more business opportunities are being made available to those in our community, those of color, those that have been overlooked for a while in our region, it will allow more job opportunities and more investment opportunities and more networking opportunities for us all to grow. We're trying to recapture some of that waste that has happened, and young professionals benefit directly from that. And then the long term plan is that it will help them make decisions to stay in our community for our long term growth.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Kel. A lot of great points there, and in addition to all the work is that you bring up a great point at the end too is. A lot of young professionals and, professionals of all ages are really looking at for a community, an inclusive community, one that has, kind of great accepting culture. And, Duncan, one of the focuses of the Metro Hartford Alliance is that talent retention and attraction piece, which is exactly why HYPE is an initiative to really make sure that we can help retain quality talent here in the region. And, we know that having an inclusive culture plays a really large role in the decision process when people are choosing where they want to live. And would love for you to talk a little bit, kind of based on your experience and also based on, feedback that you're hearing from your students, how do you feel our region really compares to other regions when it comes to having an inclusive culture?
Yeah, you know, a great question. And I think that, you know, Hartford in general, it's a vibrant and culturally rich community. And I think that, you know, the people elect to come to Hartford and stay in Hartford due to that asset in terms of the diversity. You know, it's an international city. And whether you look at arts and culture and activities, I see that many of the Gen Zs, millennials, other young people, you know, there's really don't feel pressed to live in large metro areas anymore. You look at what's happening in New York or in Boston or D.C., Atlanta, et cetera. And we're finding that individuals could come to Hartford. It's not so big that you don't get to know people and have deep and meaningful relationships, able to affect change. You know, as Kel was mentioning, the ability to be a mover and shaker, in quotes, and be on boards and uplift the community. So I think that, you know, Hartford, you know, as some of my students say, it's on the come up, right? And I could come here, I can afford to buy a house if I want to. I think, you know, there was a setback with regard to some of the delays due to COVID on some of the construction projects and things like that. But, you know, I'm at Capital Community College. We're a 300,000 square foot, you know, community college in downtown. I look out the window and there's all kinds of construction going up around Dono and Talcott Street and on Pratt Street, et cetera. And so I think we're highly competitive. And, you know, once again, you know, the vibrancy and the diversity of the culture in Hartford is one of our greatest assets. So I think we're very favorable. Ty, the last thing I'll say about that is you led into this question with regard to talent retention and attraction. And, you know, once again, I think that there's a piece, and Kel mentioned this about economic waste. And I think that, I have 1,000 of my 2,700 students reside in Hartford. And they love their city. And what they would like is to be able to go to college and stay home and stay in Hartford and invest in the community in which they've grown up. And so I think that there's an opportunity there that we're talking about that's tied to this initiative.
No, definitely. Thank you for that. And Kel, would love for you to chime in, with your opinion on this too, is really what do you feel our young professionals really appreciate most about the community, overall, but then also in regards to, having that inclusive feeling.
Oh, absolutely. I have to reiterate some of what Duncan said. Culturally here in the Hartford region, it's very welcoming for people. I like to describe Hartford as kind of like big city opportunities with a small city feel, right? It's big enough so that there's lots of opportunities here. There's a lot that can be done. There are a lot of connections that can be made. But it's small enough that you can still get to know people. You can still see, the mayor walking down the street. And I think that young professionals appreciate that. I think that if we continue to provide a place where people can grow and be productive and where their voice can be heard, and at the same time, where there's enough to do to keep them happy, that's where that appreciation grows from. You know, everyone needs to have a voice in our community. Even when we recognize that we're this salad bowl of diverse backgrounds and perspectives and talents, when we fail to leverage some of that human capital in ways so that we can all contribute, then we fail to maximize, the benefits of our community and what we have to offer. Getting to what like Hartford offers, we have a number of affinity groups here in the area. We have a number of nonprofits and I really love the nonprofit role when it comes to inclusion, because nonprofits tend to seek out those that are disadvantaged. And like I mentioned before, not to repeat myself too much, but like I mentioned before, we have a large number of young professionals, millennials and Gen Z now, that have been reaching out and are serving on those boards, that have been reaching out and are a part of the affinity groups that are members of HYPE. if we can tout our own organization here. And it's through those kind of contributions that I think people can gain an appreciation for where we're at. And I'll give you an example. You know, we've learned to leverage the intellect and ambitions of our young professionals here at HYPE to plan almost all of our events and decide the direction of where we go, right? And we feel that instead of a plan that pushes from the top down, where, us at the top who have been working together, and this can be applied to almost any organization, have been working together for too long, our thought processes begin to meld, right? And we lose some mm-hmm. of that diversity of thought that can include other people who may not think like us, who may not have the same background, right? And so we feel that more of a ground-up approach where those that are directly affected are also the ones that have input into the decision-making makes for a better organization. And so if they're planning the events for which, they would like to attend and or the activities they would like to see happen in the area, we feel that brings upon a greater appreciation. And there are lots of opportunities in this Hartford area to do things just like that. And I think it begins with the affinity groups, the nonprofits, and organizations like HYPE. So I think that's where a lot of our young professionals have a lot of appreciation for the community.
Definitely. No, and I just want to touch quick, which I should have mentioned earlier, is that where HYPE is made up of four volunteer committees, too, which and a lot of, too, is in addition to the points you made, is also partnership. And I think, HYPE looking to partner, as you said, with nonprofit organizations, with other organizations throughout the community. And, to touch quickly on the, I don't know if you mind touching quickly on the four committees, Cal, and kind of just can share just a little bit about their work and how that's impacting the community and also of the community and also how that will tie into with some of the work being done by Reed, as you put it, much easier and quicker to say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I feel you. Some of it can be a mouthful. So as was mentioned a little bit earlier, HYPE, Hartford Young Professional Entrepreneurs, is an initiative of the Metro Hartford Alliance. And we do have four committees that kind of lead, guide, and direct us. So one is community involvement. Another is civic engagement. We have our social ambassadors committee, which is really responsible for our networking events, which obviously look a lot different now. And then we also have our personal and professional development committee. So between those four, we push down events that are most helpful to young professionals and entrepreneurs in our area. And then to go along with that, not to take up too much time, but to go along with that, as far as the mission of Reed, a portion of HYPE's mission ties in directly with the mission of the Racial Equity and Economic Development Board. We understand the need for diversity and inclusion and to make sure no one is overlooked. And so we have events where we push for that. I mean, for example, we're trying to arrange we're setting up a meeting in the near future where we're going to have a speaker from the Urban League of Greater Hartford come and speak with us. I remember a couple years back where when we talk about diversity and inclusion, we really mean everyone, where we set up an opportunity to go and volunteer at a VA hospital with some wounded vets and who typically don't get a lot of visitors, and just so that they can be heard as well. So with that being said, I think the most important thing is to make sure that HYPE also looks and sounds like the community around us in every sense. And so we also make sure that we're well represented by all aspects of our community.
No, thank you, Kel. Appreciate that. And, a lot of organizations doing so much within the region. And, Duncan, I want to take some time for you to share about Capital Community College. And, really on how you're integrating equity and inclusion throughout really the entire college community. Could you share what the college is doing?
Yeah, it's interesting. Last summer, once again tying this back to some of the events of 2020, we've turned to page 2021 already, but we had an all-campus event and And hearkening back to statements, I sent out a statement, you know, following the murder of George Floyd, and one of my faculty members, you know, sent a message to me. It's kind of said, "What else?" And you know, and that was, you know, the clarion call that I needed, that my mm-hmm. campus, especially based on a diversity, we're 36% African American, 29% Hispanic, that Capital felt it needed to lead the way in some of this work. And so, you know, after June 10th, we launched into a number of initiatives. We actually just a couple weeks ago received a notification on a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities for $125,000 to do curricular work at the college.
That's great.
And then also with our local high school, Capital Prep, around the foundation of the Talcott Street Church, which was one of the first black churches and schools in the state of the Connecticut. Reverend Pennington was there. And so there's you know, this history, rich history. And so, you know, once again, you know, statements not being up enough, what else are we doing? And so we've launched into an equity center. And so we have received a grant from the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving to launch an equity center where we're working with community partners such as the YWCA and other groups to really provide wraparound services in support of our students. And then the last thing I'll say on that, I know we're running short on time, is this idea of employment. And so if you get an email from me, on the bottom of the email, it says, "First job, a better job, your career." And what we're talking about is the work continuum and recognizing that our students come to us, you know, looking for what, you know, the four of us on this call have, which is a job and a career. And so, you know, we feel that one of the ways to really speak to what we observed and lived through last year around social justice and equity is to make sure that there are equitable outcomes in terms of employment. And so we've been worked on developing new programs. We'll be standing up a manufacturing program shortly. You know, Hartford is one of the few cities where our community colleges are currently not offering manufacturing, and we're aware of the need. And once again, getting some of this talent that Kel was talking about that resides in Hartford into the workplace. And so in a few months, we'll be standing up a manufacturing program in partnership and with the city and CWP and some other players in the area. And so, you know, we're dialed in. We've been talking about more and better, and we put that in quotes, and we apply that to a lot of the work. But we know that our city is going to need us, you know, as we come out of the pandemic and as we begin to really lean into some of the things that were brought to our attention. And that's why we enjoy working also with the Metro Hartford Alliance and the partners, and this idea that, you know, we'll provide the education and the training, and but we need to make sure that we're locking arms with our corporate partners in that regard to ensure that their needs are met. And there's kind of the symbiotic relationship, and where there's gainful employment that allows individuals to provide for themselves and their families at the end of the training. So, you know, once again, we've been, you know, working really with the Metro Hartford and Raina and those folks to do more and better in that space.
I love that. I mean, quote, more and better. It's, you know, I think it's the work that you're doing. And, you know, I think and our partnership, you know, is between our organizations are really looking to do. So thank you for that. And congratulations on the grant. Sounds like a lot of great work upcoming. And, you know, I know in this past year, you've been hosting some virtual events and, you know, through the Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Center. Is there anything on the horizon that you'd love to share that individuals throughout the community can get involved with?
Yeah. Thanks for teeing that up for me. You know, we're working on it. Underhand. I love it. We're working on something for March, and we really didn't have enough time, but there's this concept of the coalition. And what we're talking about is, especially in Hartford, is that the student is in the middle, and that the student, in my case, but that also might be a client of CRT or one of our other OPP, one of the community-based organizations. It might be a need to attach gainful employment. And so once again, putting this student, this individual that might also be somebody's client, but also might be somebody's potential oncoming employee in the middle, and us really compassing them about and making sure that we close any gaps to get that person to the finish line, right? And so we will be convening a coalition of stakeholders interested in the health and vibrancy of the citizens, you know, in this that we're working with in March. And so we'll be sending that out shortly. We have and that'll be done in concert with our Equity Center, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Center. And so, once again, this coalition and how we can more fully leverage the investments we make in these people that we care about, which might be student, citizen, employee, to get them to the finish line. So stay tuned for that, and we'll count on the Metro Hartford to support us in getting the word out.
Yes, definitely. We will certainly send that out to everyone as soon as information is ready. And where's the best place for people to go to learn more information about Capital Community College on a whole?
Yeah, I mean, you could start with our website, which is www.capitalcc.edu. And we're also on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and IG. And so we're on all social media. But the best place to get started is on our website, capitalcc.edu. And as a matter of fact, real quick, while I got folks, we got classes start this week, but we have late start classes, and we're actually also doing an event, an open admission event this coming Saturday.
Nice. Fantastic. No, that's great. So that'll be this Saturday, the 23rd?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect.
And they can get information on our website.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Duncan. And, you know, as you were saying, a lot of great things on the horizon. And, you know, one thing really want to make sure people are aware of, too, is that this committee and the work that everyone's investing in is also planning several events that individuals and companies can get involved with. And Raina, would love for you to tell us about the first event, which is being hosted on January 28th. Can you share with us about this event and what people can expect?
Absolutely. We are so excited to host our first event, as you mentioned, on January 28th, entitled Creating a Diverse and Inclusive Culture. This event is sponsored and moderated by Travelers. The event will highlight how racial equity, diversity, and inclusion improves the workplace, business, and education. We'll also discuss how organizations are addressing these issues, navigating obstacles, and learning from their successes. We're really excited. We have a really great group of panelists represented from by McKinsey Group, SiriusXM, Bullringer, Ingelheim, and Stanley Black & Decker. Barbara Ramirez is going to be the moderator for Travelers. Shelley Stewart is a partner with McKinsey and Company. Nicole Huey is the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion for SiriusXM. Julius Dixon is the Regional Director for Bullringer Ingelheim, and Kim Williams is the Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion for Stanley Black & Decker. So stay tuned. It's going to be really exciting.
Definitely. No, thanks for sharing that. And people can sign up and register for that event at metrohartford.com. And, you know, Rain and I were lucky where the other day we actually had the pleasure of sitting down with the panelists. And I have to be honest, I had goosebumps on just the powerful individuals, and I say powerful in terms of just their passion and their, you know, kind of really their commitment to, you know, helping educate. And I think that certainly that passion will definitely come across in the event on January 28th. So encourage everyone to attend and encourage your employees to attend as well. Certainly will be a great event and will be the first event within a series. And, you know, Raina, part two of that series is really going to go almost kind of down, you know, that next level, as we're saying, granular, is what can you do within your organizations when it comes to, you know, focusing and working with your employees about building a diverse culture. And so can you talk about that event? Will be coming up in February, on February 18th, and can you share some more details?
Yes. Yeah, so the next event is entitled Starting Your Organization's Journey to Racial Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. And so the hope is that you've had an opportunity to hear the business case, right, why it's important, and not only that, learn from what other companies are doing, and now take an opportunity to look internally within your organization and explore where you are. And it doesn't matter. If you haven't started, there's an opportunity to start. If you're further along and you identify some gaps, then there's opportunity to look at that as well. So I think there's just a really awesome opportunity to explore. We'll have five very experienced D&I consultants that will take you through strategy and tactics, and then there's opportunity for you to learn more after the program.
Thank you so much, Raina, and thank you to Kel, Duncan, Raina. Really appreciate you being on the call today, and really appreciate all the work that you're doing within our community. So thank you to each of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for the opportunity to come on here and speak.
Of course. And for more information about today's show and the Metro Hartford Alliance, please visit metrohartford.com. We'd also like to give a big thank you to our sponsor, Oak Hill. And thank you for listening to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. I'm Kate Bauman. Keep things positive and make today a good day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.